This could be for either one of y'all. Y'all have been so fast starting on offense this year. What was that first quarter like when Theo provided all the points? How different was that?
Man, it was crazy. Theo talks a lot about making a play like that. So I was just happy and excited for him to make, get a pick six, especially on senior day. So, it was definitely dope and it was different.
Cedric, you're kind of a poster child for the way coach has gotten career performances from guys who really have not played a lot or not produced a lot. How does he do that? How does he instill the confidence that you can do more than you ever have?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is hype will really just trust in all his players, and he really believes in all his players, and he's just a player's coach. So when you give a guy like me who necessarily hasn't done a lot of things in the program, it's not about ability, but just the fact that he trusts in me, and he puts me in position to make plays is very important, especially to a player like me. So like I said, not just Hypo, the team in general, I try not to let him down. I just try to be a playmaker for the team.
Jabari, you guys are going to a bowl. You have a winning record. What tells you that there can be more in the program after this, that this leads to something even bigger and better based on what you saw this season?
Yeah, I just think it was just the first year with Coach Hypo. We haven't even reached the ceiling or the peak of where we could be in the next coming years. It's just very exciting just to see the whole team buy into what Coach Hypo was doing. We have some young players, first year in the system, so the future is bright, I feel like.
Cedric, Coach Hypo said a couple of times that your best football is still ahead of you, that you have a tremendous amount of potential still in the future. What are those specific things that are next steps for you, and how exciting is that, that there's still all of that ahead of you?
Yeah, it's just the first year. I have a lot to learn. It's my first year really starting, so, just being more consistent. And, just touching up on a little things. So I'm excited for the future.
Yeah, Jabari, just playing with Jalen Wright, how have you seen his growth throughout the season?
It's been great to see him just mature each game. He's learning. Coach Mack has done a great job of just developing him and teaching the ins and outs because, it's a difference between just playing a couple snaps and playing like a whole game. So he's just getting better with each snap and each carry. So it's just been fun to watch him.
Jabari, a lot of times when a running back hurts his shoulder early in the season, that can really ruin a season for that position. It's just probably hard to play through. I mean, did you know you were going to be able to get through the season? How tough has it been?
It's been tough, but my teammates like Cedric, my coaches, my dad, my mom, they've stayed in my ear. They've just been so supportive and just keeping me grinding through it. I just want to be there for my teammates, knowing it's not just about me, just trying to be there when I was needed.
Were there ever times when you wondered if you were going to be able to get through the season?
Yeah, probably the whole season. Yeah.
Cedric, the way you played over the last 8 games, I guess the NFL question is out there. Is that something you're going to consider?
That decision, a decision will be made later.
I guess with Jabari, the offensive line, they had have a couple starters with Fragg and Kade out. Those other guys seem to step up. What did you see from those guys in front of you?
They played hard. I was just proud of the way we executed when it was time to execute. We play very fast, so it's just a big adjustment for the players that don't play a lot to step up. So I was proud of the way the line blocked, and even when Joe stepped in and Jalen stepped in, I was proud of how they played.
Obviously, Hendon has a decision to make too after this year. Have you guys tried to convince him to stick around for another year?
Yes.
What's the pitch? I mean, what's the sales pitch you guys are presenting there?
He did this the first year. Imagine what he can do the second year. It was a lot of new things, a lot of adversity we had to overcome. And for him to perform how he did and just stay so poised and be a leader, he can just grow on that, and the sky's the limit for him.
Coach Hypel said that you got a chance to be an extremely dominant football player next year. What does that mean when you hear your coach say that about you?
I appreciate it because that means he trusts in me and that he sees a lot of me. And like I said earlier in one of the questions, that really does a lot, especially for a player like me to know that my coach, the boss dude, believes in me. So I appreciate it.
Jabari, you guys started the season with two guys rushing for more than 100 yards against Bowling Green. Today, you guys round out the season with two guys rushing for more than 100 yards in the game. What does it mean to be a part of that?
It's special. It's very unique. I'm just proud of the way we fought. It was a whole team effort, the whole line. They blocked very well today. A lot of people stepped up, so it was just an honor to be a part of this.
Cedric, you came into the season with, I think, 8 catches in 3 years. I think in the bowl game, you maybe have a chance to go over 1,000 yards for the season. Did you kind of see that you could have this kind of production this year? Did you kind of see that coming?
Yes, I did. Me and Brent talked about it. called me up in his office and was like, there's no reason why you shouldn't have 1,000 yards this season. So, yeah, it definitely was the goal of mine. And I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I'm definitely going to try to get it. So,
when was that conversation then?
Sometime in the summer.
Jabari, you talked about how close you are with Tylan Evans. What was your reaction to him? And were you surprised at him hitting the transfer portal?
Yeah, I just tried to be there for Tyon for anything and everything. I'm just happy for him. I'm supporting him. But, you know, it's hate to see him go.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.